Welcome to the White House Famous Spoken Novels podcast, episode 289. Today we're reading chapter 19 of the novel I Know What Prayer Can Do by Danny White III with his wife Marika White. After about an hour spent waiting and praying, Nurse Kingley stopped by the waiting area. "Great news, Aubrey. The doctors have found the problem, and your mother's on the road to recovery." "Thank you so much," Aubrey said. "This is my husband, Quinton. What exactly is the problem?" After acknowledging Quinton, Nurse Kingley continued speaking. "It's what we call pulmonary edema. There are various kinds. Your mother has non-cardiogenic pulmonary edema, meaning it did not come about because of a heart condition, although it did begin to affect her heart by causing pressure to increase within the heart. Dr. Browning will be speaking with you more about it once he comes out of the operating room." While they were talking, Pastor Ashton joined them. He rejoiced with them at the great news. Nurse Kinney excused herself as Dr. Browning joined them. With introductions behind them, Dr. Browning gave them a more detailed explanation of Mother Jameson's condition. "Yes, Dr. Browning, I did notice shortness of breath. She seemed to have difficulty laying on her back, and her legs started swelling. At first I thought she was just exerting herself too much, and she did slow down, but the symptoms returned. She said she was feeling some discomfort in her chest area every now and then." "Dr. Browning, she's one of those people who will be in a lot of pain and not say anything. If she did say something, she would make it seem less than what it is. She hates to bother people," Quinton added. "Fluid had accumulated in the air sacs in her lungs because the capillaries, the very small blood vessels, became leaky. Her kidneys both seem strong. We did see a tiny clot in her lungs, so we're attributing her symptoms to that," Dr. Browning said. "She should all be cleaned up now and in her room." "I guess we all cannot march in there," Quinton said, waving one hand in the direction of the ladies waiting for news about Mother Jameson. "Sorry," Dr. Brown said. "I allow you and your wife and the pastor and his wife to go in the room, but do not try to get her to talk. She needs rest now more than anything. If there are no more questions, I'll let you folks visit for a short while. Nurse Kimmy will take you to her room. All the best." Pastor Ashton led in prayer once they entered the room. He and his wife then led the other ladies on their trip back home. Arrangement was made for Marietta's to travel back with Simone and Kelly, who rode with Pastor Ashton and his wife. Marietta's would spend the rest of the weekend with Simone. Being that there was not much they could do, Aubrey and Quinton, after picking up a few necessary toiletries, checked into a hotel close to the hospital. "We'll just worship at Grace and Truth Fellowship tomorrow," Quinton said. Simone gave Aubrey a call after services on Sunday. "Mother should be home on Wednesday," Aubrey informed her. "I'll tell you, it was a close call. We've been praying for extra strength for you and your husband as well. How have you both been holding out?" Simone asked. "Oh, quite well," Aubrey said. "How are things coming along with the online Bible studies?" "Oh, just great. Kelvin and myself are almost done with a year's study. He's so excited, he's pushing forward at a speed I can hardly keep up with," Simone said with a laugh. "Each year, the college offers students a chance to do missionary work overseas. This year, they're going to visit the Nomad Siguenga people group in Peru. Kelvin has already signed up to go with them. I tell you, he's like a completely different person since he got saved." "That just goes to show you what prayer can do. God is able to do amazing things if we would only pray," Aubrey said. "Who would have thought God would use a tragic situation to get Kelvin's attention?" "You said it right. I'm even more amazed at how fast he's learning the Arawakan language. And," Simone added, "he's learning Spanish on the side, so he and Marietas are having a time conversing with each other." Aubrey laughed. "I can just imagine. Things are looking great as far as getting her paperwork squared away. We went down to the immigration office and filled out all the paperwork. So if it all goes well, she should have her legal papers soon. I signed as her legal guardian. Once her paperwork is finalized, we'll help her file for her family. So God's answering our prayers about that. Well, praise the Lord, Simone exclaimed. Do you know how long you and Kevin will be gone to Peru? Aubrey asked. Our first trip will last 6 months, and if he wants to return, he'll sign up for a year's stay. We'll be working through the Translation Outreach Network. He's looking for full-time work with them, Simone said. And yes, I'll be traveling with him. I'm certainly going to miss you both, Aubrey said. And to think Kelly will be leaving us too, at least for 4 years. You all have been great friends, Simone said. I guess our little group is disbanding little by little, Aubrey told her husband later that night. God's just doing a greater work through each of you, for his glory and for the saving of souls, her husband assured her. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to give Jennifer a call. I still don't know what's going on with her, Aubrey told her husband. Well, hold up a minute. Can you give me a call first? Quentin said with a laugh. Come on, spend some time with me first. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death. 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. And I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you once again for listening, and may God bless you until next time.